when the destiny of the people had to be controlled, there must be very, very intelligent man. That is Vedic civilization. There is standard aims and objects on which the people should be trained up. That is Varnashram Dharma, Vishnu Aradhana, worshipping Vishnu. This is the ultimate aim. So the whole society is divided into Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, departmental, and they are trained up, but the aim is Vishnu Aradhana. But they have no idea at the present moment. Vishnu Aradhana, he has no knowledge. But the civilization begins on this point. Human being means is meant for Vishnu Aradhana. Otherwise, what is the difference between dogs and human beings? The Western people, they do not know. They simply think the dog lies down on the floor, on the road. We have got nice, best apartment. Therefore, you see. That is a defect. They are trying to improve the condition of sleeping, eating, themselves. That is advancement of sleep. But that is not advancement of sleep. Advancement of civilization means to understand Vishnu, how to please him, how to go back to him. Go to the spiritual world. And this is advancement of civilization. Nivartante tadhamam paramam. They do not know all this. Therefore they have been described as sabir-varahu-stakkharai samstutapun. All these men are exactly like dogs, hogs, camel and asses. So by their vote, by the votes of dogs, hogs, camel and asses, another big ass, big dog will be on the government. So how does he know how to govern? Do you think if you make a dog king, it will be good government? Or a camel king, it will be good government. So it is happening, sir. The dogs, hogs, camels and asses, they are voting. Another big camel, another big dog is on the governmental head. How can you expect good government? After all, he is a dog, hog and camel. How can I expect good government from him? Instead of a petty dog, if you enthrone a very big dog, what is the big dog? Does it mean the condition will improve? That is the position now. It's like, what is this Nixon? He's a big dog, that's all. Therefore now people are accusing, what is the condition now?
Dragging on. Now he's become sick. He's ill, he's in the hospital.
He must be ill, so many attacks. How he can tolerate? He's in the post. This is happening.
This idea of democracy came at a time in French history called the period of enlightenment, and it was introduced by
democracy.
Democracy was introduced in an age which they call the age of enlightenment in French history.
Yes.
The idea is that everyone should be pleased, or everyone should take...
Is it in France everyone is pleased? That is the imagination. See? Vox populi, people's government. People generally, general people, they're fools and rascals. How a government of fools and rascals can improve is not possible. They're ignorant. Abodha jata. They have no knowledge. The knowledge of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that is animal knowledge. Everyone knows it. How to eat, nobody requires any education. How to sleep, nobody requires any education. How to have sex life, nobody requires any education. How to defend, nobody requires education. They are not subject matter of education. Everyone knows it, how to do it. The modern education means they are on this subject matter. Just like this rascal Freud. He has written a big philosophy on sex life. Does he require any education? Anyone knows how to use sex life? And he has written a big book. Similarly, defense also. They are making big armaments, atomic bomb. I am making atomic bomb, you are making it. Similarly, sleeping, big skyscraper building, eating, start thousands of slaughterhouse. Formerly also there were meat eaters, but did they maintain slaughterhouse? All right, I want to eat meat. Just go in the forest, kill one animal, that's all. Pick it up. So this advancement of civilization means advancement of slaughterhouse, advancement of skyscraper building, advancement of atom bomb, advancement of Freud philosophy, this is advancement. The subject matter is the same, which does not require any education. Nobody requires education on this subject matter. Even the birds and bees, they know what is their eatable, and they eat, and they live. And now the advancement, agricultural institute, a big college. How to improve agriculture. Crude people, they are producing also. Without agricultural college, they are producing sufficiently grain and eating. Still they do so. Do they depend on agricultural education? Real education is how to solve the problems of life, birth, death, old age, and how to go back to home, back. That is education. This is not education. This is simply a waste of time. Because you cannot change your destiny. Now, take for example, there are so many agricultural improvements. Does it mean that there is no person who is needy? There are so many needy persons. But as the agricultural education improved, there are lots, no? Starving people are still there. rather those who can produce, they're producing and throwing into the sea. They will not part with it for the poor men who are starving. Then where is the advancement of education? He produced more by advanced agricultural process and then throw it into the ocean. The real purpose was to produce more, to see that nobody is hungry. Now that is not being done. There is no sympathy. This is not civilization. This is a hodgepodge. Simply wasting labor, that's all. Now here, the parliament, now what is the use of parliament? They've lost their empire. What is the use of parliament? Formerly, they had to rule over the world. So, representative parliament. Now they have got what they have got. But still, they have got the parliament, the bodyguard, the king, queen, so only. Without Krishna consciousness, this so-called advancement of civilization has no meaning. Simply waste of time. Tasyaiva heta prajati ta kovida nalabhate jad brahmatanupaya. Tallabhate dukkha padannata sukham karina sadvatra gaviranam. Everything is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. You can stop.